الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد النبي المجاهد الشهيد وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين ساروا سيره وجاهدوا في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاهم اليقين أما بعد. Two days before the final illness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commenced. The illness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commenced on a Wednesday. So 2 days prior to that, on a Monday, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave an instruction that an army should mobilize against the Romans. The next day, the Tuesday, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appointed Sayyiduna Usama bin Zayd radiallahu an as the Amir of this army. Sayyiduna Usama radiallahu an was the son of the adopted son of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyiduna Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu an. He was either 17 or 20 years of age. Between the age of 17 and 20, a very young sahabi, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appointed him as the Amir of the army. And he gave him instructions that he should go to a place in the Roman territory, Ubna. Ubna was very near Muta, where Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu an, the father of Sayyiduna Usama radiallahu an, was made shaheed in the famous battle of Muta. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the instruction that you should go to the place where your father was made shaheed, and you should attack them and take revenge for the shahadat, for the martyrdom of your father. On the Wednesday, the final illness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commenced. Despite Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being sick, on the next day, the Thursday, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with his own mubarak hands, he tied the flag for Sayyiduna Usama radiallahu an, handed the flag over to him, with the instruction, "Ughzu bismillah wa fi sabilillah faqatil man kafara billah," that fight in the path of Allah subhanahu, fight in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and fight against those that have disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The army of Usama radiallahu an camped 3 miles out of Medina Munawwara at a place called Jurf. Part of this army of Usama radiallahu an was senior sahaba radiallahu anhum. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appointed Usama radiallahu an as an amir over these senior sahaba. Senior sahaba like Sayyiduna Abu Bakr and Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu anhuma were also part of this army. Because such a young sahabi was appointed as an amir over senior sahaba radiallahu anhum, people had reservations that how can such a young person be the Amir of senior people? When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard about this reservations that people have, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascended the minbar during his final illness, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when his father was appointed as an Amir, you had reservations as well with regards to the appointment of his father. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to say, "Waymullah in kana la khaliqan lil imara," by the qasam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the father was worthy of being an amir. "Wa in kana la min ahabbin nasi ilayya," and he was from among those that were the most beloved of people to me. "Wa inna hadha la min ahabbin nasi ilayya," and after his father, this youngster Sayyiduna Usama radiallahu anhu is also from among those that are most beloved to me. Therefore he was known as Hibbun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Wabnu Hibbin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the son of the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah allow us to do such actions that also make us qualified to be the beloveds of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to say, "Fa'usikum bihi, fa'innahu min salihikum," then I instruct you to listen to him, to obey him, because he is from among the pious ones among you. Thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's illness continued. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, despite his illness, his instruction was, Anfidhu Jaysha Usama. That dispatched the army of Usama. It shows that this was a predominant concern in the Mubarak mind of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this army must leave. This army of Usama radiallahu anhu must leave. But then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu back. He was part of the army, he called him back, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appointed him to lead the salah when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was unable to perform the salah anymore, or to lead the salah anymore. On the Monday morning, just before, few hours before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam departed from this world, since Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam felt a little relief, so Usama radiallahu anhu felt that now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's sickness was coming to an end. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was recovering from his sickness, and he felt that now is the time to depart and to go out with his army. However, just before leaving, his mother Ummu Ayman radiallahu anha, who was the slave of the father of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the servant of the father of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she was the one who had taken care of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a child. So she sends a message to her son Usama radiallahu an, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's final moments have come close. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not in a good condition. So they immediately came back to Medina Munawwara, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away very shortly thereafter. When Usama radiallahu anhu received the flag from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he handed it over to a sahabi by the name of Buraida radiallahu anhu. When the news reached them that now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has left this world, Sayyiduna Buraida radiallahu anhu takes the flag and he places it at the door, at the entrance of the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so to say that now the one who gave us the instruction to go out, he has left this world, so this army will not be departing. So he left the flag at the door of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was appointed as Khalifa, and now there were various challenges that had come about. It was the first time that Nabi sallallahu that something like this has happened in the Ummah, that the Nabi of Allah has passed away. Various challenges came about. There were those that were the mani'een of zakat, that refused to pay zakat. Then there were the murtaddeen. There were those that had turned away from Islam, or they were about to turn away from Islam. There were those that were claiming to be prophets, false prophets. So there were these various challenges. And then there was a threat that the enemy, the Romans, etc., will attack Medina Munawwara. So at that time, it was a very challenging moment in the history of this ummah. A very challenging moment for Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, to such an extent that Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha says, Wallahi laqad nazala bi abi ma law nazala bil jibali rasiyati lahadaha. By the qasam of Allah, such challenges had come on the shoulders of my father. So difficult decisions he had to make, that if these challenges had to come onto a mountain, the mountain would have crumbled out of pressure of these challenges. But Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was even stronger than a mountain at that time. So the biggest concern in the mind of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was that that army that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had prepared, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given instructions that this army must leave, that army must leave. Although other Sahaba radiallahu anhu felt otherwise, but Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu felt that this was the main concern. That army that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had prepared must leave. So on the third day after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, despite the great loss, despite the challenges, on the third day after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu gives strict instructions that every person that was part of this army should not spend a single night more in Medina Munawwara. All of them should go at the place where the army must camp, and they must prepare to depart. The other Sahaba radiallahu anhum, senior Sahaba radiallahu anhum, felt otherwise. They felt that the conditions at that time was different. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had appointed this army, at that time the conditions were very different. Now the conditions have changed. There's various challenges. And this army comprises of senior Sahaba radiallahu anhum. If this army is going to go out, there's a fear that Medina Munawwara will be invaded. So now the safety of the people of Medina Munawwara, of the families of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, was at stake. If this army has to go out, Medina Munawwara could be invaded. They felt that this army should now be used to see to the new challenges that have come about. This, with regards to fighting the Romans, it's something that could be delayed. But these were very important challenges that had come about. These people that have turned away from Islam, those that are refusing to pay zakat, etc. This army and these resources should be used in this avenue. They felt it was more important. So they appointed Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu anhu. In fact, Sayyiduna Usama radiallahu anhu, the leader of the army himself, felt in a similar manner. He felt that if the senior Sahaba have to leave, there's a fear that Medina Munawwara will be invaded, and the life of Amirul Mu'mineen Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is not safe as well. So he requests Umar radiallahu anhu that why don't you go and speak to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. When he came to speak to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu displayed great courage at that time. And he says, Wallahi, la akhullu uqdatan aqadaha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by the qasam of Allah, the knot that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tied, I will not untie that knot. Meaning the decision that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made, that decision has to go, has to be passed, and it has to continue. He went on to say that even if predatory birds have to come and have to attack us from the sky, and if Medina Munawwara has to be invaded to such an extent that the Azwaj-e-Mutahharat, the pure and respected wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have to be made shaheed, if they have to be martyred, and if there's no one to bury the Azwaj-e-Mutahharat in Medina Munawwara, and if animals, wild animals come and drag the bodies of Azwaj-e-Mutahharat, understand how great they are, what dignity and what respect they deserve. But even if the situation has to become like this, that Medina Munawwara is invaded, everyone is assassinated and killed, and the Azwaj-e-Mutahharat, there's no one to bury the blessed and pure bodies of the Azwaj-e-Mutahharat, and wild animals have to come and drag them in the streets of Medina Munawwara, still, لَأُجَهِّزَنَّ جَيْشَ Usama, I will insist that the army of Usama radiallahu anhu will have to go out. This was a very, very great lesson that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu thought the ummah at that critical juncture. It was a very critical moment. He thought the ummah a very, very important lesson. And the lesson is, no matter what the conditions may be, no matter how difficult the situation may be, the need of deen will always have to be fulfilled. The need of deen will have to be fulfilled, no matter how great the difficulty, no matter how sensitive the situation is. And especially when it was a clear-cut instruction of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how can we go against the instruction of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Right in the beginning, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu impressed upon the ummah the importance of following the instructions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no matter what the situation may be. And later on, we will realize that this decision of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was 100% correct. It was the right decision to be made at that time. Then the Ansar had requested, some of the Ansar, that request Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, they asked Umar radiallahu anhu to request Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to appoint someone more senior. At that time, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was sitting, he woke up, he pulls the beard of Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu anhu, and he says, ثَكِلَتْكَ أُمُّكَ يَبْنَ الْخَطَّابِ, may your mother cry over you, O son of Khattab. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has appointed him, and you are asking me to remove him from this position. Then Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu went to Jurf, 3 miles out of Medina Munawwara, where the army was camped. He bade farewell to the army, and to Usama radiallahu anhu was riding on his conveyance. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu walked alongside Usama radiallahu anhu. Usama radiallahu anhu was a young sahabi, and now Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is walking alongside him. And he, by doing this, he gave a very powerful message to all those that were part of the army. And the message was, no matter how young he may be, he is your Amir and you will have to respect him. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, despite his seniority, he showed this kind of respect, that this is an Amir that was appointed by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I will show him that kind of respect. Usama radiallahu anhu, being that young person, Having respect for Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he felt it too difficult. I'm riding on the conveyance. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is walking. So he says, O Khalifa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, either you ride as well, or I will descend from my conveyance. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says, I will not ride, and you will not descend. And then he says, وَمَا عَلَيَّ أَنْ أُغَبِّرَ قَدَمَيَّ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. What will I lose if some dust has to come onto my feet in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The greatness and the virtue of dust coming on the feet in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that although Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu could not be part of the army, his desire was, at least I can get some type of reward by some of the dust of the path of Allah falling on my feet. Then he made a request to Usama radiallahu anhu. Look at the respect that he is showing him. Because this is someone that has been appointed by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He requested Usama radiallahu anhu that although Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam included Umar radiallahu anhu into your army, I have a request that I require Umar radiallahu anhu by my side. It's a very challenging moment, sensitive moment. I have now been given this great responsibility. I require the advice of Umar radiallahu anhu. So if you allow, since you are the Amir, if you allow, then please exempt Umar radiallahu anhu and allow him to remain behind in Medina Munawwara. Usama radiallahu anhu happily agreed. Because Umar radiallahu anhu was made part of this army for the rest of his life, Umar radiallahu anhu used to address Sayyiduna Usama radiallahu anhu as As-salamu alayka ayyuhal amir. He used to call him his amir. So Usama radiallahu anhu, he used to again feel embarrassed and shy that in his time Amirul Mu'mineen, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu is calling him amir. He says, you are the Amirul Mu'mineen. He says, no, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this world, at that time he appointed you as my Amir. So I will always regard you as my Amir. And he will show that respect to him. This, one is, he shows the respect that the Amir deserves. But at the same time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed the potential of youth. That a youngster has great potential. And a youngster's potential should be harnessed and it should be used for the sake of deen and for the service of deen. Then Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu advised the army, various advices he gave them. For example, he advised them not to deceive anyone, not to mutilate any bodies. They should not cut down any fruit-bearing trees, not kill any animals. He says to this extent that you will go past people who will be worshipping and they will be engaged in their worship, non-Muslims, Christians, engaged in their worship, in their monasteries. Don't interfere with these people. So these kind of instructions, and this is the beauty of Islam, that Islam is not a barbaric religion, and Muslims are not terrorists. Rather, Islam has got detailed guidance, and detailed guidelines, with regards to even during war, as opposed to what we see the enemies of Islam doing, and the manner in which they kill women and children and civilians indiscriminately. Islam has detailed guidelines with regards to how these things should be conducted and carried out. Usama radiallahu anhu traveled very, very fast. It was the instruction of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he should travel fast into the Roman territory. Obviously, going deep into the Roman territory, they should not pick up his movements. So he instructed him to travel fast. En route, they passed by a tribe, the Khuda'a tribe. In this tribe, some people of this tribe were still firm on the Islam and on the deen, and some had turned murtad. And because of that, there were clashes among these people. So Usama radiallahu anhu, when he passed by this tribe, he helped those that were firm on the Islam against those that had left Islam. The murtaddeen had ran away and they moved away from the area. In that way, he supported and strengthened the Muslims of that area. And thereafter, he went to Ubna, where the instruction of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was that he should go. He attacked the enemy very suddenly, and they killed many people. To such an extent, Usama radiallahu anhu himself took revenge for the death of his father, for the martyrdom of his father, and he killed the killer of his father, the one who had made his father shaheed. He had killed him, they had imprisoned many, and a lot of booty they had gained, and very quickly they had returned to Medina Munawwara without a single Muslim losing his life. Not a single Sahabi was made shaheed during this expedition. The entire journey took between 35 and 40 days, and they entered Medina Munawwara. Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and senior Sahaba came out of Medina Munawwara to welcome this army of Usama radiallahu anhu. This army, sending this army of Usama radiallahu anhu, as we explained, that the last ghazwa in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was against the Romans. And now the last sariya, the last military detachment, that were an army that was sent out by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was also against the Romans. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam showed the importance of fighting against the Romans and conquering the Roman territory in this last few months of his Mubarak life. And as you explained, it was a very sensitive moment, and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu took that bold decision against most of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. But this decision had had a very powerful impact, a very powerful and a very positive impact. As we explained, there were fears that Madinah Munawwara will be invaded. But when this army left Madinah Munawwara, then firstly those that had turned away from Islam, or those that were contemplating to turn away from Islam, the message that this army gave them was that the Muslims are so strong that at this sensitive moment they have the courage and they have the might to send an army to fight against the superpower of the time, to fight against the Romans. So this was a message that was given to them. So all of them desisted from whatever sinister intentions they had. And then the message that was given to the Romans was that these people, their Nabi just passed away, he just left this world. It's supposed to be a chaotic moment, but they are so powerful and they are so united that they have actually come deep into our territory and they have killed so many of our people and they have won the encounter and they have returned back to Madinah Munawwara. So it gave a very powerful message to the Romans as well. And Hiraqal, the Roman emperor, had gathered his people in Hims and he said to them that this is what I had warned you about. I had warned you about these Muslims invading our lands. And I told you that we rather pledge allegiance to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but you did not accept. Look at now, these Arabs have traveled 1 month away from, 1 month's journey away from Madinah Munawwara. They have come deep into our territory. They have attacked our people and they have left. So at that time his brother advised him that we rather have some type of guards positioned on our borders so that we can defend any future attacks. And these guards remain on the borders of the Roman territories until finally Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu sent the armies during his time to fight against the Romans, which inshallah we will discuss. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.